Whoever said time heals all wounds never met Al Lewis and Willie Clark. The two aging vaudeville stars can't stand each other, but are trying their hardest to pull it together to perform one last show in the Neil Simon classic, The Sunshine Boys. WMUK's Aaron Williams talked with the cast of the Kalamazoo Civic Theater's production, which premieres tonight.
One might think that a comedy duo called The Sunshine Boys would have a welcoming, funny rapport. And they did, professionally. But offstage was a different story.
The history of comedy in the United States would not be complete unless they included one of the greatest teams ever to come out of vaudeville. Lewis and Clark, the Sunshine Boys.
And you couldn't get me on the show?
I got you on the show.
Alone?
With Lewis.
Then you ain't got me on the show.
The Civic Theater is presenting their adaptation of this Neil Simon classic, where two aging vaudeville entertainers are coaxed into performing one last time for a television special. But getting them together brings up issues that they never quite resolved, until now. The annoyance expressed by the two main characters, Al Lewis and Willie Clark, makes for classic comedic moments, as does the stress that Clark's nephew and talent agent Ben has to endure from his uncle. Ben is being played by Ben Zillman, who is also the marketing director for The Civic. He's been an actor for over 3 decades and credits his training to James Carver and Art Nemitz, the two starring actors in the show.
I've worked for both of them as an actor. They've directed me, and I've learned so much from both of them. And so I feel so incredibly fortunate to be sharing the stage with them in this production.
Zillman says his banter with Carver is meant for laughs, but also hits close to home.
The character I play is a younger character taking care of his older uncle, who gives him a lot of grief, doesn't he? He doesn't make it easy. But there's a love there. There's just such a bond there. And I think so many of us all of us in a family situation can identify with that.
Carver and Nemitz have a strong professional relationship and personal bond that translates into an easy rapport on stage. Carver retired as managing director of The Civic in 1997 and has returned to serve as the theater's artist in residence. Nemitz did his first show at The Civic in 1966. This is his third time performing in The Sunshine Boys.
I've directed Jim. Jim has directed me. We have played together in one show previously before this, but it's like, you're putting on a pair of comfortable shoes and a nice warm sweater because it's very comfortable because we know each other so well.
You note what to expect from the other actor. There are no surprises. It's not hard work. I mean, it's tough, but it's not hard work because you're going to play off of something that you know is already coming. And so that makes it a lot easier.
Once a big-name act that performed together for over 40 years, the characters in this play haven't worked together or spoken since Clark decided to retire 11 years ago, something that Lewis never got over. Actors Carver and Nemitz both say that the plot teaches a lesson about friendship and humor.
Underneath, they love each other, and that's what saves it from being just grouchy.
Yeah.
Is that they love each other. They have great respect for each other.
It's a show that's got a lot of subtext. There may be a lot of arguments and a lot of things hurled back and forth in terms of verbiage and insults, but underneath all of that, there's another level, and that is 43 years of being together is not going to be disrupted. Yeah, he says, I know you bastard.
The Sunshine Boys runs June 13th through 22nd. For ticket information, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Aaron Williams.